afternoon.
What everyone wants to know, what went down to cause Iran's foreign minister to walk out of Thursday's diplomatic dinner?
Well, you could ask him why he didn't make an effort. Look, I'm not given to chasing anyone.
Iranian Foreign Minister Manoohsher Mottaki was supposed to sit directly across from Rice, but U.S. officials say he bolted when he saw the seating plan. The reason he gave, that a red dress worn by a violinist entertaining the group was too revealing. So the face-to-face between Rice and Mottaki never happened. Instead, U.S. and Iranian delegations met at a lower expert level, which, while significant, is not a first.
Our officials did, as they did in Baghdad, have an opportunity to exchange views about the substance of this meeting.
So much of this Iraq summit has been about the U.S. and Iran, but with good reason. America blames Iran for violence in Iraq. Iran blames America. And Iraq is urging both sides to put their differences aside and put Iraq first. And security is what the latest meetings were all about, focusing on tighter borders with Iraq's immediate neighbors, the local leg of this international effort to stabilize Iraq.
Without it, the reach of the violence may know no boundaries, and the people of Iraq may know no peace.
Now, with the discussions about saving Iraq nearing an end, the Iraqis and the world await to see if all that talk turns into action. Charlie Daggett, CBS News, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.